K1CJW, KO4NUE. K1CJW, KO4NUE.
What's
going on, Roland? How are you today?
I just got in. When you were calling me, I just got in. I heard you call through the door. I'm fine. How's things up in France?
Well, we made it to Reims today. It took, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 hours, I'd say. And we are exhausted. I mean, just exhausted. That car we rented is basically like a little go-kart. And it just wore me out trying to keep the thing on the road up to Reims today.
On rental cars. I used to go to Florida every year for many years when I was up north, and I had some experiences with some of them cars, especially the first one I ever rented. Nothing new here. Boy, I'm out of breath. K1CJW, go ahead and chat.
Roland, just take a minute and don't, you know, just get your breath, just calm down, and you don't need to worry about trying to get to the radio for me. So we came all the way to Reims today to look at the Museum of Surrender tomorrow. But evidently tomorrow is a bank holiday, so the museum is closed. So I think we're just gonna take some time and go in some of the shops and just kinda look at what it looks like in the city. And we gotta go get our COVID test. We have to show the airport that we've tested negative for COVID before they'll let us back on the airplane. So we're gonna take care of that tomorrow. But did you go shopping with your daughter to get some food?
Yesterday, yeah. How do you spell the name of that city that you're in, Chad?
Roland, I think it's Romeo Echo India, Mike Sierra, Reims.
Okay, I'll look it up, see if I can find it. You know, most of the cities out there, everybody's a saint out there. Every time you see the name of a city, there's a saint in front of them. I don't know where they got the idea from, but it's like in the province of Quebec, Canada. Everybody is a saint this and saint that. And my first mother-in-law and my mother were born in, both of them were born in Canada. And every time they talk about cities, everybody was a saint. So I don't know if that's true or not, but I find it hard to believe. Also, I went on the internet looking for that book, not for that book, a CD. The name of it is The Longest Day. What I did not know, there were so many different versions of it, and I was not aware of that at all. But I think the one that was the best one was the one that John Wayne was on. He was in, I think, with Henry Fonda, and I think Clint Eastwood, but I'm not sure of that. But I'm sure John Wayne, I'm pretty sure John Wayne was in that movie, the one that is the best one. Trust me, it is a very nice movie, and you will appreciate it. And it names all the, like the St. Mary Glees and all that. In that movie, it shows where the paratrooper got hung up on the roof of a house through the chimney, and he played dead so the Germans wouldn't shoot him. It shows all that stuff, and it's an unbelievable good movie. Go ahead, Chad.
K1CJW, KO4NUE. So, yeah, so when we got here today, we went and got some dinner to eat, and then after we ate dinner, we actually went to Amazon Prime and rented The Longest Day. I want to say it's over 2 hours long, but we just finished watching it. And it was a good movie. I mean, I enjoyed it. But it's got Henry Fonda and John Wayne and a bunch of good actors in there. But we did watch it, and you're right, it was a good movie. Go ahead, Roland.
You've seen it. Yeah. Every time I see it on TV, I can't remember the last time I seen it. It's probably been years. I watch it again. I probably saw that movie 3 or 4 times. I'm not aware of it. Nothing new here. It's nice and nice weather today. It's up in the 60s, close to 70s, and they're talking about real cold weather over the weekend. And so I understand you're going to take a COVID test before they let you on a plane. Well, American Airlines canceled something like over 1,000 flights. So it seems like there's an awful lot of airplanes that are not getting up in the sky. And they're talking about an unbelievable mess of travelers around the holidays. Well, I have a hard time traveling around the holidays. I used to ignore it as much. I mean, stay away from it as much as I could because I know it's a mess. Especially if you get around New York, Washington area. The airports are a total zoo out there. In fact, the filthiest airport I've ever seen was the one in New Jersey. I can't think of the name of it. But that airport was so filthy, it was unreal. I hope they got it straightened out by now. K1CJW.
K1CJW, KO4NUE. Yeah, they won't let you board the aircraft without a COVID test. And if you test positive, then you've got to stay in country until you test negative. So, and that's everybody, you know, if you move from one country to another, that's what you got to do. And you got to wear your mask the entire time on the airplane. If you go to sleep and your mask slides down off of your face, then they will wake you up and make you put that mask back on, which they should, you know, I guess. I don't have any issues with it, but, they're pretty serious about that. But yeah, so we left, let's see, what was the name of the town? St. Mary Glees today, and came all the way up to Reims. And beautiful, just beautiful countryside, just absolutely beautiful country. Farms everywhere, the weather's okay. It's been raining off and on, but I'm actually kind of glad to be out of Bayou. I enjoyed it, I did, but I'm ready for a change of scenery. KO4NUE, go ahead.
Chad.
K1CJW. We've been here 6 days, I think. Total of 6 days. I think we got two more to go. KL4NU, go ahead, Roland.
I'll tell you where you could go in France, because I've never been there. I don't know how far you are from Paris. I have no idea at all. I do know France is not that big. I was told once it was the size of one of the states of the United States, but I forgot which one. But I also know it gets very cold up there in the wintertime. Paris and all that, all the places, they all get snow in the winter. And you're also, as you well know, you're not far from Germany. But like I said, I've never been out there, so I can't comment on it. I've been in United States, Canada, Japan, Dominican Republic, Bahamas, Bermuda, all in places. But that's about the extent of my travel. My brother's been in every continent of this. Well, he's deceased now, but he had been in every continent of the United States. And I believe I'm including Antarctica on there. But I think when Antarctica, all he did was land there or something like that. I'm not sure. How's the food? How's the food out there besides the snails?
1CJW, KL4NUE. Well, Roland, I'm really... I don't know how to word that. I've been having some really bad heartburn since I've got here. I'm not sure what it is in the food that's causing me to have such bad heartburn. The food is good. There is some food that I have eaten here that I do not care for. I do not like the salmon here. I'm not sure where the salmon's coming from, or it's just the way they prepare it. But I do not like it. The other night we stopped and got a pizza somewhere, and they put some kind of sausage on it, and I literally could not eat it. It was it did not taste good at all, and it did not smell good either. I'm not sure if that's the way it was supposed to smell and taste, or whether it was just actual bad sausage. I don't know. But, and the other thing is that I wish they would cook their food a little bit more than they do. Go ahead, Roland.
Sometimes I was out there because I'm not one to try new food at all. A lot of times we go in restaurants, I go there with my daughter or with my grandchildren and all that, and they like to try something new, but I'm not for that at all, and I can understand your feeling towards the food. I'd be the same boat, trust me. I can't think of anything else to say at the moment. Go ahead, Chad, K1CJW.
Okay, Roland. Well, if you don't mind, check me and Anna in on the net tonight. I think Miss Wendy's calling the net. And I have not slept well at all the last couple of nights. I'm sure it's jet lag. But if I don't sleep well tonight, then I may try to drop in on the net and talk with Miss Wendy for a few minutes. I'll just have to wait and see how it goes. But But go ahead and check me and Anna in anyway. And we'll go from there. But tell your daughter I said hello, and you have a good rest of the day. And I'll try to check in with you tomorrow sometime. KO4NUE and KWOODCJW. I'll be clear on your final roller.
Hey Chad, when the net is on, and isn't it 3 a.m. where you are?
That's correct. You are correct. 0300 in the morning.
Some people used to say, if you want to talk to Australia, you got to get up at 5 in the morning and 6 o'clock and get on there. And I used to say, well, I guess I'll never talk to Australia. K1CJW is clear. And I will check you up on the net tonight. Have a good one, and call me again tomorrow. Have a good one.